The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna, twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated.' You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, you remember at the very beginning of our Lord's public ministry, he is in the synagogue and he's handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and he opens it and it prophesies about the Messiah. And one of the statements that it makes is that he will set the captives free. Why is our Lord Jesus Christ on this occasion speaking so strongly to the scribes and Pharisees? Because he wants to set them free. Because he wants to break through the hardness of their hearts, that they'll be moved to repentance, so that they'll be converted. My brothers and sisters, when our Lord says he wants to set the captives free, that means every single one of us. There are ways that each and every one of us are bound, that we're in slavery. It might be our sins. It might be wounds that we suffered in the past. And our Lord comes because we are captives to liberate us. And this is why, you know, I see it more and more like in confession or in spiritual direction. Someone will say, "Gosh, Father, I went to confession. Why can't I stop doing that?" And so often I'm coming to discover it's because there's a deeper issue. There's something from the past that has to be healed. Something that is holding that person back. I just started a book this morning, and I think it's going to be excellent, one that I'll recommend to everybody, and it's called Unbound. A layman, a number of years ago, felt called, he and his wife, to start deliverance ministry in their church. And I want to share just the opening story with you today. A young girl came to them, 19 years old, and she sits down before them, and she could hardly raise her eyes to look at them. And there was this profound sadness covering her. And this man, he says, "I have found that oftentimes what holds someone back is unforgiveness." And so he says to this girl, "Is there anyone in your life that you have not forgiven?" And she's quiet. And then she says, "My mom drinks." And he says, "Can you call on our Lord Jesus Christ to help you to forgive her?" And she couldn't say a word. And so the man felt called to pray, and this is what he said. "Lord, this young girl has lived in chaos and has never known what to expect. She wanted to fix things but couldn't." The girl started to cry. He went on. "But the thing she doesn't understand is why you didn't do anything. She knows you are God and can do all things, and she cried out to you. She begged you. She cried herself to sleep night after night, and you did not answer." And the girl was sobbing, and so was his wife. And all of a sudden, the girl, in finding someone who could share her pain, was able to say, "Mom, I forgive you for your drinking, for rejecting me, for all the confusion and hurt that you caused in my life. I forgive you for not loving me the way I needed to be loved." And it was the beginning of her freedom. May we ask our Lord Jesus Christ today to help to set us free in every way that we are currently being held back. And may we cooperate with the work He wants to do in our hearts and in our lives.